now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm a pastor. The program's called Talk to a Pastor. A lot of people call me Raleigh. I wouldn't mind being called Raleigh. The Pastor Raleigh Show, it'd be very nice. What's the purpose of this show? The purpose is to see if I could possibly wake you up. Wake you up to reality. You see, where most of us go wrong in our lives, there's a couple of places where we go wrong, but the main place that we go wrong is we get lost in our thinking. We get lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and planning, scheming, daydreaming, reminiscing about the past, and planning for the future, and we miss the moment. Now, we all know that. We've heard that times. We've heard of the eternal now and living in the moment and so on. We know that. In fact, you know, you hear ball players, they say, well, we're just going to do it one day at a time or one game at a time, that sort of thing. We all know that. But somehow, in the important, how can I say this, in our personal life, especially our personal life involving other people, our parents, our spouse, our boyfriend, our girlfriend, our husband, our wife, our kids, our neighbor, our boss, our coworker. We end up getting lost in dating. And the reason is we become upset. We become emotionally excited or emotionally upset. And that throws us into thinking. It throws us into a hypnotic trance. And there we are, lost in thinking. But what you don't realize is that your thoughts are controlled. When you're lost in a trance, when you're lost in, in a daydream, your thoughts are really not your own. Sure, you may cue up a certain line of thinking, but the thoughts that come to your mind, especially next time you get really angry, take a look at your thoughts and ask yourself, are those really your thoughts? A lot of times the thoughts are really awful when you get angry. So the point is, you don't want to be lost in your thinking, because the other thing is, when you're lost in imagination, it's unreality. You know, what's the old expression? Most of the things we worry about won't happen anyway. And I think you get the idea. It's not good to be lost in daydreaming. There's just so many bad things about being lost in daydreaming. One of them is, when you're lost in daydreaming, you're not fully there. In fact, even when you're driving, if you're out driving around and you're lost in thinking, you're not really paying attention. You're not really paying attention. You're temporarily lost in the fantasy world. So that's not where you want to be. So you need to get out of that fantasy world. Now, how about people, for example, who have horrible thoughts or tormenting thoughts or obsessive thoughts or hear voices, for example, things like that? Well, you notice the common theme. It's thinking. And then when you add emotion is what gives power to the thinking. So when you become upset, or when you allow others to upset you, you allow others to excite you. You see the temptation? You see? Other people, if we allow others to upset us, to excite us, to irritate us, to anger us, see, then what happens is a lot of bad things, but one of the things is that we get lost in negative thinking. So what I would like you to see, first of all, is that you are too lost in negative thinking. You're too lost in thinking, period. See, when we're young, a lot of times, when we're very young, we daydream about being a knight in shining armor, or the princess, and or the king or the queen, or the valiant hero that saves the day. We know we have these knight in shining armor fantasies, you know. Well, that's not so bad, but when we get older, then our thoughts become more and more negative. The older we get, the more negative they get. You don't want to be there. I'll help you to get out of your thinking, so please stay tuned.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back. The program is the Pastor Raleigh Show. We could call it Pastor Raleigh, or we can call it Talk to a Pastor, whichever you like. That's what it is. But you see, I'm a very special pastor. First of all, I don't have a church. I help people on the internet. Secondly, you can't belong. I want to set people free. I want people to be free. I don't want people belonging to anything, you know, belonging to me, or feeling obligated to me. So people are free. You're free to listen to my program, free to read some of my writings or get my books, free to do any of that, and hopefully you'll get some insights that will free you up from being lost in your thinking. Now, the other thing we need to be freed up from is error. See, a lot of people have wrong ideas, and wrong ideas can kill us. There's no question about it. Wrong ideas can basically ruin our lives in so many ways. And I'm sure you know, I'm sure you are have known people, we're not, or yourself, who have some kind of a really wrong idea about life or about themselves. You know, some people think they're no good, or some people think they're ugly, or they think they're dumb. See, these very negative ideas. Or, see, the other thing, some people have the foolish idea that they're invulnerable. You know, you hear the story of people taking drugs, and then, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, you would hear about people taking drugs and thinking they could fly and jumping out of a window somewhere or something like that. See, it's a wrong idea. So many wrong ideas. People think, well, maybe, see, I'll just do it this one time, people think, when it comes to drugs or some experimental thing. They think, I'll just do it this one time, or I'll just give it a try, or everybody else is doing it. See, wrong ideas. See? Or people get a goofy idea about doing something that's not right. So how many people succumb to wrong ideas? Now, where do those wrong ideas come from? Well, like I said, they come from somewhere, but wherever they come from, they're certainly not good. So now if you have a situation where you have a person who's lost in thinking and lost in emotions, let's say upset, or they're all nervous, or they're worried about something, then wrong ideas will come about how to get out of their predicament. And so they follow the wrong ideas, which leads them into tragedy and error, see? So that's why you have to watch out for being lost in thinking. When you say, well, how can we go about thinking then? See, there's a way of thinking where you're not lost in thought, where you're close to your intuition, where you're very close to your intuition, your conscious, what you know in your heart. You're wordlessly impelled, wordlessly motivated, wordlessly aware. You wordlessly know things. And then from that, then ideas can then flow. See, good ideas. See, noble thoughts, useful thoughts, productive thoughts, helpful thoughts. see, or at least truthful thoughts can then flow from intuition, from your innate, your gut level knowing, from innate wisdom, see, from common sense. See, we all hear about common sense. Well, that you, common sense is intuition. It's what you know, basically know without having to be taught. You just sort of know. You sort of see things. You sort of see that something's wise or not wise. That's called common sense. And so if you, that's the most basic form of wisdom. So if you have that, then ideas that come out of that are good ideas. And those ideas are not, and then you have to be careful that you don't get too excited. If you have a good idea, that you don't become real excited about it. Because if you get all excited about it and emotional, see, then you are impelled by excitement. So what you need to do is to be close to your intuition or your common sense. Learn how to find it, and I can help you with the meditation that I have. So it's a centering exercise. It helps you refine your intuition. Then you have your intuition, your common sense, your basic innate wisdom, your gut level, you know, high knowing, or your highest instincts, whatever you want to call it. Then ideas flow from that, proper ideas that lead to good things. See, and the energy is, well, what would be the energy? The energy would be simply doing what's right or doing what's wise. You don't have to get all excited about it, see? For example, if I'm walking down the street and there's a big hole in the sidewalk, and so there's a big hole in the sidewalk, I don't have to go through some elaborate thinking process to see that I just have to walk around the hole. I don't want to walk into the hole. And I don't need all kinds of emotion either. I don't need to get all excited or aroused or stimulated or angry or upset or anything in order to have the energy to move, see? To see the hole and walk around it. See how simple that is? Well, that's how life can be. That's how life can be. And you hear about the ancient, about some of the people like Enoch, Elijah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, people like that. And then, of course, people like Paul and Peter and Jesus. See, they walked with God. They had wisdom. Maybe you've known some people that are real, that are very wise, older people. And you see that they don't need a lot of emotion to do anything. They just calmly go about their business, calmly do what's right. You know, like some people work, when they go to work, they're real good at what they do, and they just quietly go about their business doing it. Well, that's how you have to live your whole life. See, when it comes to your wife, your kids, your neighbor, your partner. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues, and somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. you save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable. Where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake, with me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. My name is Roland, or Raleigh. You can call me Raleigh. You can call me Roland. You can call me Pastor Raleigh. So have I made my point? What points have I made? I said you need to get out of your thinking, being lost in the squirrel cage of thinking. Most people are lost between their two ears. It's not a good place to be. You're not aware. You are not aware. You know how when you're driving and you get lost in daydreaming and then you can go right by the exit that you were supposed to take, the freeway exit, because you were lost in daydreaming. See? Well, a lot of people live their whole life that way. They go from one upset to another. They get upset, and they get lost in thinking. They get upset, and then they keep revisiting the situation that upset them. Why did I say that? Why did she say this? Next time I'll say that. See how that works? Or they start planning. Next time I'll say this, and next time I'll say that. See? They miss the moment. Plus, they're unaware. So people are lost in emotions, which become negative emotions, lost in thinking, and then they have wrong ideas. See, there are a lot of wrong ideas out there. And do you see how there's a kind of a herd mentality? People rush to do this and rush to do that. Sometimes you can see they're making a mistake. You see they're buying the wrong thing. They're going to the wrong place. They're following the wrong person. See, or they're marrying the wrong person. You see, you see people rushing, like you've heard, you know, like at Christmas time or an after Christmas sale where you see people stampeding over each other to get something. See, they're under the control of emotions and some idea. They made something too important. See, that's the other thing. We make something too important. If we make, anytime you make anything more important than what's right, see, and then you come under the influence of emotion, well, you become a monster. Have you ever known anybody, like maybe your mother, for example, who always wanted to be right and never wrong? See, that's most of our problems, all of us, but some of us are more willful and more prideful than others. See, there are a lot of self-righteous parents out there, a lot of self-righteous moms, for example, and I say mom because a lot of times dad's not even there. He's not even there, so she's in charge of everything, and she's self-righteous. She always wants to be right and never wrong. So she makes being right more important than anything else. You see how that works? Well, a lot of kids are driven insane by that sort of thing. Kids are driven to drugs, to gangs, to prison, rebelling against a self-righteous person that smothered their selfhood because she always had to be right. See how that works? Well, you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person. Okay? But anytime you make anything too important, see, you're in danger of doing something very foolish. So, wouldn't it be nice if you could stand back? Wouldn't it be nice if you could stand back from your thoughts and not be involved in thoughts? You could observe your thoughts objectively. What if you could stand back in the light of common sense? Stand back and in the light of wisdom, in the light of what you wordlessly know, kind of know without words. In that light, you would see your thoughts, and then you could see whether your thoughts are good thoughts or not. Noble thoughts, useful, or were they just foolish thoughts? See? So now you see how people fall into error. All over the world you see people falling into error. And then the other thing is belief. People believe the wrong thoughts. In fact, they believe that their thoughts are their own. That's their first mistake. And then the thoughts that come to them, they believe those thoughts. And they follow them, and they're led to error. See? All right, so now can you see how it all, I'm tying it all together. I shall be right back after this message. Would you like a positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Listening to Talk to a Pastor. If you want to visit my website, it's www.talktoapastor.org. www.talktoapastor.org. Would you like to visit our 24/7 self-help resource center, where we have all kinds of resources? Resources for helping you to get out of thinking, helping you to get out of negative emotions, helping you to live in the present, helping you to see where you might be following wrong thoughts. Okay? Helping you to regain some emotional control. Helping you to cope better. See, why can't we cope? It's because we get so emotionally upset and start wallowing in negative thinking that makes it hard to cope. But if you could become centered, if you could get out of negative thinking and negative emotions, well, you'd be a lot better off. So our 24/7 Self-Help Resource Center is easy to find. You just go to www.commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. So now you see how it all ties together. I've been reading some interesting books lately. I read years ago. I read a book by Father Malachi Martin. He's gone now. He's a very nice man. He was a very nice man. He was a Catholic priest, and he was an exorcist, and he wrote a book that was a bestseller, New York Times bestseller, called Hostage to the Devil. If you ever want to read a really good book about exorcism, it's called Hostage to the Devil. But he makes the point in there that people today are opening themselves up for possession more than ever, more in the past. And when he was writing, it was, you know, 20 years ago. It's even worse now in so many ways. But I just want to focus on one way, and that's a wrong belief. See, wrong beliefs. People head into so many different kinds of errors, and sometimes for example, I'll just give you an example, just to show you how basic it can be. Would you believe that a lot of Christians don't even believe that there is a devil? They don't even believe there's a devil, or they don't believe there's such a thing as evil. Well, see, so right off the bat, that's a wrong idea. Do you see how that sets them up to be misled? How that sets them up to be led by evil or wrong influence? Or, yes, evil or the devil. Because they believe that there is no devil. You see how foolish they are? How do they get that wrong idea? See, how would they get such a wrong idea? It's unbelievable, because in the New Testament you see Jesus casting out devils, and he talks about having seen the devil fall. See, over and over again he casts out devils and talks about that. And then you have Christians who don't believe in the devil. You see what a ridiculous idea. Now, who would want to plant such an idea? Well, it would be the devil himself. See, evil loves to hide. Evil wears 1,000 masks. And it loves to hide. It doesn't like to be revealed for what it is. Some can see a flash of evil in someone's face. You can see a sneering, smirking, arrogant smile, see, flash across their face. But most of the time it's hidden. It's hidden. See, you don't know. It gets inside of people and it misleads them. And you don't, and they don't know. And they're not even open to, they can't even get to first base as far as getting better, because they don't even believe that, see. And the other thing is, people believe that their thoughts are their own. You know, like I said, next time you get angry, for example, just notice, or resentful, notice how negative and how awful some of your thoughts are. They're very, very not nasty. Sometimes you wouldn't even want to repeat them. You definitely wouldn't want anybody to see how just how ugly some of your thoughts are. Well, where do those thoughts come from? Do you really want to think those thoughts? See, what would be the source of those thoughts? Something good or something bad or something evil? You see what I mean? All right, well, so there you have it. But anyway, he makes, so I've been reading some very nice books, and a nice book by M. Scott Peck, who wrote The Road Less Traveled. He also wrote a book about possession, and he says, belief in wrong ideas is very bad. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
I hope you enjoyed today's program. Can you see how important it is to have mental clarity, to have common sense, to have your intuition, to not be upset, to have an even keel, and you see how important those are? So you can disbelieve wrong ideas and believe right ideas, or stand back and observe ideas without getting pulled in by them. Well, then you better go to my website and check out my meditation, read some of my books and articles and so on. My name is Roland, or Raleigh, and I say until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.